Tonight, would you please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, I'd like to welcome everybody tonight. This is screechy night. No, that was last week, wasn't it? But anyhow, that was yours? Oh, okay. Am I still on?
Got it back on.
Go ahead and talk.
Yeah. Test. 1, 2. Okay.
Well, just let the citizens know the next 3 weeks or three meetings are really going to be important. This is where we lay out our budget for what's going to happen next year. And I'm glad everybody's here, because if you want to participate, you can. We'll have public input off and on through the meeting. But we're going to jump right into it. Roll call, all the council members are here tonight. Looks like we're still having issues. Test, test, test. Test. You still there? Everybody hear me all right? Okay, good. All right, let's get rolling then. Current business, 2.01, Council Consideration of Tourism Fund Requests. Spencer, you want to lead us through this one?
Thank you very much, Mayor and Council. We've received a request for the tourism funding from a bunch of different organizations within the city here, the same organizations that received funding last year. There are a couple things that we do when we receive the request. There's been a policy that was developed and a calculation that was developed that takes the funding request and does a couple different things with that request. It takes the 2012 allocation. It takes it creates a maximum. There's 30% of available funds is the maximum that any one organization can receive. and there's also an increase that's built in to increase the funds that the organization received from last year, from the 2012 year. So right here we have in our final column, we have the maximum request for each one of the organizations. And with these expenses, this still leaves us with, I don't know if you can see it up there. At the very bottom of the page down here, I have the $40,000, which is the official set aside that the council has wanted to set aside. And so with leaving those funds set aside, these are the requests totaling $50,257, and that's based on the estimated beginning balance for this fund for 2013. So from here, it's up to council to make your decision. Thank you very much.
I think I'll go to the audience first. Does anybody out in the audience like to address the council on what we've done here? No? Okay. Oh, go ahead, Sean. You can come up and give us your name and address. We'll give you up to 5 minutes.
Yes, I'm Sean Logan at 1005 East Hamlet, Othello. I'm the president of the chamber. I just want to thank the city council and the city staff for their cooperation with the chamber over this last year. We had a wonderful annual banquet, many of which you guys attended. We had a terrific 4th of July celebration, which was well attended. We had the addition of your new Park and Recs director that was on our committee, and she played a good part, you know, in helping us. And I think over this next year coming around, she's gotten to know a lot more people in the community, and she's going to, you know, even be more help, not only to us, but these other organizations. You know, the Chamber of Commerce at this time a year ago was looking at folding, actually not maybe a month earlier, but some new blood and new members got involved in the chamber, and we've had a pretty good year. We've had some difficulties, but we, you know, have also had some successes. We're trying to again reinvent the wheel, lay a foundation that future chambers can build, and we just have appreciated the city and what it's done with this tourism fund to help us. So I just want to thank you, and if you guys have any questions about our application, I'd entertain that now.
Any questions from the council? Now, we do appreciate what the chamber does. I've gone to some of the functions. I enjoy them. They're great. They have good people that come, and you know, even my own wife, when we check other cities out, you always look at the chamber websites and things like that. And you guys are doing a great service to our community. So thank you, Sean, for all your work you've done, and your board and everybody that's working with you. So. Okay, council, comments, questions?
Yeah, I do have a comment. I noticed there's two groups on there that what they're being allocated is actually quite a bit higher than what they're requesting. Well, one of them just $90. We'll go to Adams County Fair. Their request was $38.72, but their maximum request and what's figured in is $52.81.
Yeah, that calculation right there is based on, I'm just going to go the second one down. That's based on taking their 2012 allocation of 4940 and adding 6.9% increase to that. So that's what it's
about. Okay.
And really, these are just guidelines. Ultimately, the decision is up to the council to allocate this however you see it for appropriate.
Yeah, and I'm agreeable with all of them there, except for the two. We need to give them what their maximum request was, I think.
Do we want
or what their request was.
Do we want to move that difference to somebody else, or what does council think?
You know, we're ending up with only $140 off of our minimum balance that we want to set in that. I think we need to put that back to that, because it seems like we've always get a group or somebody that will ask later on in the year for something, and we've been able to supplement or give them it, but the fund's been able to replenish itself, and I think we need something there to work with in case of that.
Yes? Okay. So I guess then, Spencer, you'll need to change those to the 3872, the Adams County Fair on the maximum request. And Cooley Quarter, I guess, the $90. Change that to 1300 and drop it to the bottom line.
Yeah, I can just leave you.
Okay, great. Any other things from the council for Spencer? No? Okay, thank you very much. Okay, we go 2.02, request for beautification committee. Lynette.
Pull the mic down.
Good evening. My name is Lynette Carruthers. I live at 830 South Skylark Way, and I'm representing our Othello Beautification Committee this evening. Folks, what you're about to see has been in the works for almost the past 2 years by the Beautification Committee. We've been working for the past few months with an architect, and I'm happy to finally present the Main Street Beautification Plan that we're proposing. We are a city on the move here in Othello. Exciting things are happening just about any direction you look in. There is upgrading going on, there is development, there is growth taking place in our city. Our Main Street totally does not reflect what our city is about and what's happening here. as you come in on from the east side and come in and approach 14th down to 12th, which is where our project is going to start, we have a barren scape. I would almost call it a zero scape. There is nothing to draw your eye on down into town. There's nothing that's really welcoming. There's nothing that is aesthetically inviting to bring people into the community. And that's what we're proposing to change tonight. We truly want to provide something that reflects who we are and what's happening. We're a city moving forward. The project that we're proposing will be done in phases because our main street is 15 blocks long, and we're going to be starting, as I mentioned, the first two blocks coming in on 14th down through 12th. Let's take a look at just what our main street looks like. Back up one. Thanks, Spencer. All right, on the left we have 13th, and on the right is where 14th begins. And as mentioned, this is a bleak scape, folks. There is nothing that captures your eye. We don't even have a welcome sign here. There is no lighting, either pedestrian or arterial on either side of the street. We have one arterial here. And please note, as you move down 14, we have wooden poles. These two, I have no idea why they're there. Possibly for a banner that was across the street many, many years ago. So that's what we look like coming into our city. Just another view, we do have one arterial on the corner of 13th. And again, no lighting. All right, as we move down Main Street, we're going to be looking at three new elements. We're going to have new pedestrian lighting and arterial lighting. We're going to have trees, and we're going to have planters. And this is what the pedestrian light will look like. It is large and is going to be visually impactful. It's 16 feet in high, made of, the pole is stresscrete, which is one of the most durable poles on the planet. This pole will be here probably long after you and I are gone. We have double arms on the light pole with a double pendant luminaire with state-of-the-art LED lighting. The arterial will be very, very similar in look to the pedestrian light, only it will be 35 feet in height, and it will have a much longer arm extending over the street. The tree we've chosen is the European hornbeam. This tree is very showing up more and more in streetscapes throughout the country because it's a very well-behaved tree. It is not a canopy tree. Basically, it grows columnar up, and it can be somewhat pyramidal in shape. It is a no-fruit-bearing tree. It's on our approved street list. And the fall color for this tree, if you saw one of these this time of year, is a bright, beautiful yellow. Now, I want to add here that I know we have folks in the community that do not want to see trees on the main street. And our committee has taken this into consideration. And the decision has been that because we're starting on the end of Main Street that is very wide open, we need that touch of green. We're not going to be interfering with storefronts. We're not going to be interfering with signage, and it will be the perfect place to showcase our prototype streetscape with all the elements possible that can eventually move on down the street. And the thing we need to keep in mind here, that as I said, this is the prototype for the first two blocks, and as we move west, it will be a block-by-block consideration for trees and the planters that we're proposing. So we're wanting trees up at the end of town where they're not going to interfere with anything. And as we move down the street, the decision can be made whether we have trees or not. Okay? This is the planter. It's commercial grade fiberglass. It's very heavy duty but lightweight, so that our public works people will be able to move these around and deal with them. On the right, you can see the color splash that this will add to the street. Okay, projected outcome. Here's what we look like now. No lights, nothing really too visually appealing here. And here's what we look like with the elements. The street lights, the trees, and the planter boxes. We will have 5 trees in this block. There will be 4 planter boxes. There will be 4 lights. We're limited with the number of lights we can put on the left because that's the Casa side and the restaurant side, and there are driveways that interfere there, so we will have fewer elements on that side. This is our entryway, folks. See what I was talking about? It looks like a ghost town. It looks like nobody's home here. And here's what it will look like with the elements in place. With the lighting, the trees, and the kind of boxes. This block is 80 feet longer than any other block in town, so we will have 8 lights in this block. We will have 7 trees, 4 tractor boxes, and 4 openings. This is another view looking east toward Now, I have to tell you that these would be a slightly more mature homegrown tree. These have been in place for several years. Once we put in this day. But that's the look of this tree. All right, let's talk about the cost breakdown. We have above ground costs and infrastructure for low ground costs. The above ground costs for the pedestrian lights, the arterial lights, trees and planters, we're talking $547,500. And the pedestrian lights are $7,500 apiece. Arterials are $8,000 each. Trees, $550. Planter boxes, $800. And as you see, the total there, $147,500. The infrastructure costs below ground, the part of the project you can't see. The elements there, or the breakout, is pretty self-explanatory. Here you're talking electrical, you're talking irrigation, you're talking horizontal boring, you're talking moving equipment on site, you're talking all of the things that basically people can't see and therefore don't want to pay for. Included in this, I might add, that we also have 3 poles that will be removed, and we've included the tree grates in this with this infrastructure cost. And the infrastructure cost for the 2 blocks is $85,000. The total for above ground and the infrastructure, $232,500. Now, I'd like to go back up to the above ground cost just for a minute. We're looking at, let me just mention one quick thing here. Right here, we received grant monies for $19,500. The city received grant monies. That will be taken off of this $90,000 because the grant was written specifically for pedestrian lights. So we have 2.5 pedestrian lights already paid for. The rest of the funding for this project will take place in the form of a campaign that will look at corporate, industrial, and personal contributions for the above ground and for city written grants to fund the above ground. Below ground, that's the piece we're asking you for. We're requesting $85,000 for infrastructure cost to get this project underway. The total cost down here is for the project is approximately $311,400, and we have almost $80,000 here in fees. Who knew you had to pay sales tax on a project this size? I didn't. And with construction contingencies at 5%, and with the A&E fees and all that comes into play here, you add almost $80,000 to this project. So that's the project. And I've been going 100 miles an hour here. I would like to stop at this point and see if there are questions about anything we've seen so far.
Good evening, my name is Simo Martinez, and I live here in Othello, 930 South 3rd Avenue. And I, as Mr. Logan here, would like to thank the City of Othello and all the offices that collaborated and helped out American Fiesta Amistad this year. It is very, very hard to put an event like that. Of all the years I've been doing it, this year in particular has marked me really, really well. It's been hard this year, from sponsorships to just everything all around. But all the offices that I work with here in town are just awesome. It's the commitment from the members that I'm talking about right now. I've picked up some in the way. That particular day, I went 26 hours with just water. It is a very, very tough situation. The members that are committed, of course, are committed. But then that last moment, they have their jobs, they have obligations that they can attend to. So I get stressed out. I had made a decision, and I thought, no, I was really, really tired. I didn't make that decision. At the end of the Saturday night, there was people from Portland, from Las Vegas, families visiting our folks here in town. And as tired as I was, I still acknowledged and I went and talked to these people and made time to welcome them. And they thought that this event, the American Fiesta Amistad, is a unique event. And that right there, I thought, wow. Well, there was a lot of people left at the park after 10 o'clock, and they approached me too. So I picked up some more members, young and, you know, middle age. So I'm going strong again, and American Fiesta Amistad is going to be here for a while longer. And I would like to thank you, all of you, for supporting this event that for a while I thought I was just going to can it. I was just going to bag it and say adios. But thanks again, and we'll be here for a while. Okay.
Thank you for your hard work.
You.
Anybody else? I can't remember your name. Donnie. Name and address, please.
Donnie Bagwell, P.O. Box 49, Othello, Washington. I'm here on behalf of the Othello Rodeo Station. The Othello Rodeo Association promotes tourism by putting on and supporting events that we have throughout the year at our facility. These events consist of the annual rodeo, two demo derbies, mud bogs, straw maze, junior and high school rodeos, and a Mexican rodeo. The way we promote these events is by advertising. We advertise it by newspapers, posters, signs, and radio ads. We spend about $10,000 for our advertising. Also, our queen also promotes tourism by participating in different events such as parades, luncheons, and going to different rodeos. We have to remember she's not only promoting for the rodeo, but also for our community. Our attendance for these events bring in about 14,000 people, if not more. So that results in full hotel motel for the week of the rodeo and fair. Plus, it brings in revenue for local businesses and our community. We also feel that these events we produce have a positive effect on visitors in Othello. I would like to take this time to thank you guys. And on behalf of the Othello Rodeo Association, if you have any questions, I'd be gladly to answer them.
I think most of us probably go out to watch the rodeo, so.
Thank you very much.
Tell your board thank you. Anybody else? Dale, you want to come up next?
We've had this discussion before. The beautification committee has put a lot of work into the fellow, and I appreciate what they have done. However, 100% of the population doesn't agree with what's being done and what is being proposed. The proposal has been, as far as I can tell, from newspaper account, and I'm sorry the newspaper doesn't print enough to get an accurate picture, but they reported that the total project cost is going to cost $2,225,000 to do the total beautification. That's over. We'll give it a 10-year project. Any 10-year project is going to double the cost where you do a piecemeal situation. It's common economic theory, you're taught that. We just spent $4,219,540 taxpayer money to upgrade maintenance. $203,572 of that was on siding. not agree with the biologists and the agronomists and all these people that say they won't heat the street. 20 years ago, we had Mr. Garris and Mr. Musk propose putting in a street down on First Street, Broadway. I can find one, maybe two of the streets still left. The one in front of the Othello Outlook, our code enforcement officer went down the farm to look at it because it has a 2-inch gap in the sidewalk. And at the time the trees were planted, I guarantee those trees would not leave the sidewalk. So 20 years from now, somebody's going to replace those trees. The project is tearing up the sidewalk, it's doing anything. How many city employees is the taxpayer going to have to fund to take care of the streets? Low maintenance to me is, I'm not going to do anything. High maintenance is somebody there every day. I would venture to say at the end of the project, the city is going to have 2 employees. You're going to have to take care of them. You're going to have to trim the trees. You're going to have to spray them. You're going to have to basically take care of the trees. Sweep up the sidewalk. How often are you going to have to not clean up the bird droppings off the sidewalk? I don't want children getting into that. And the lawsuit the city is going to face is a tremendous amount. I think that your lights are pretty. But it's pretty worth, what was it, $147,000? I don't know. Is it like $2 lot? It isn't me. Currently, we have a contract with Avista. And if my memory serves me right, it's somewhere around $50,000 to $60,000 a year. Avista provides electricity for our lights, and they repair them. They take care of it. Light bulb goes out, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to pay the meter every month. That's all I'm on. Has that been figured into the cost of this light? How much is it going to cost to operate this light? You're going to have to pay the electrician that we currently have on contract for $70 an hour to come up and change the light bulb. A city employee can't come up and change the light bulb and not light. It just doesn't happen. So there again, we're spending, what my objection to it is taxpayer dollars. If you want to put it on private property, all the trees you want to put is great. All the lights you want to put on private property, that's great. But please do not put it on the taxpayer property and expect the taxpayers to pay for it. Recently, in the past few months, the city was running out of money to repair streets. $80,000 is still quite a ways down my street. It's been on the 6-year street committee, or 6-year street plan for 22 years. It's now on the 9-year street plan, and it's supposed to be up there in a year. There's 5 streets that are on the that I can remember, the original street plan back in 84, 85, there's 5 streets out of 10 of those that's never been done. Of course, that's changed because we've had other projects come up and it's needed to build, but the money has gone away. We're taking $80,000 out of some budget. Could go for streets to put in something. As I said, if they want to do it as a volunteer system, that's great. Just don't ask the taxpayer to pay that bill. When you wanted to put a $30 vehicle tax on our license plate, I understand there's a large group of people came and objected to that. Where are you going to get the money before you commit to this $2.25 million project? I would thoroughly encourage the council to find out where that total dollar is coming from and what the taxpayer dollar is. The grant money, I shouldn't say 100%, but 90% of grant money, taxpayer dollars. Maybe it doesn't come out of the Othello budget,
comes out of the state budget, the federal budget, or who's ever, but it's still taxpayer dollars. You and I are paying that tax. So that's my problem with the project. I think that it should be very carefully considered, and I would urge you to reject this project. Thank you.
Anybody else? Anybody else?
We've had a very good meeting, and I thank you so much for the amount of money given to us. It's helped with our economic development. You've helped many times. Will you help us put in a furnace? So far, we've replaced the furnace with the entire inside of the building, and we've replaced all the windows. This will be the renovation of the with our very successful auction that we had. We were able to raise toward this project. We were able to make more of the hotel than we made. And a good news is $15,000. Also on the application committee, we've come across the grants that we're looking into. We've come up with $25,000. We applied for $407,000
grant. I applied for grants.
Within a short time, very short time, the citizen will go to the city hall and said, I like what this idea. And you go to check for $1,000. I'm trying to start.
We built 5th eventually. A lot of them are Main Street, other places, off the fairgrounds, other places. Yes? We could leave it just like it is. But is that what we want to do? I think that we should do what we can. A little seed money, and then the grant. I think we could get started on this project.
Watering some plants. Probably daily when it's nice and hot, so there's a lot of work. So great to see those. Thank you. I like what you're doing. I like what you brought forward. Your pictures to me really show that you're trying to and I would like to see if you do these 2 blocks. That's a step forward. Always one of the things I know when I came into the town. So, I'd like to help you do that. Anybody else?
I'd be curious to know what the arterial lighting is, because we are on contract with Vista. If they're replacing what they have or adding to, right? Where it's LED, it's probably more competitive for them also. So at the end of the day, that may lower our incomes. It's LED by far. Yeah, it's pennies on the dollar. Also.
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you.
not yet.
I talked to him last week, and we're very excited working on the 2155. The Hispanic terrorists, they just received 500,000 to do exactly what they wanted to. They asked us to come here at their application.
Now, is this just for above ground cost?
The yes,
grant?
Lighting.
It's not the below ground cost.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to get started before we even think about above ground cost too. And yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Any other further questions? Okay. Preliminary budget discussion. Spencer, you want to lead us through this?
Thank you very much. I'm wearing a mic, so I
can
believe.
Can you move that?
Oh, yeah. Now I can see the screen. I'm wearing a mic. That's not what I'm wearing. We've been meeting with the budget committee meetings. Council budget committee the last couple of weeks. Some of the decisions that we make tonight are going to affect some of the other departments that we're not talking about. And so when we meet next Tuesday, a week from now, we might need to come back and revisit some of the discussions that we've had tonight. But so tonight we have the general fund, reserve funds, service funds, and special revenue funds. We're going to consider not the expenses that we've already discussed in detail, but just to make sure what can we do? What do you want to do this year? To help you in that conversation, I put a couple of different things together. One was just a reminder of some minimum ending fund balances. The council has passed by ordinance minimum ending fund balances, and so I prepared a document here that shows those ending fund balances. The general fund has $500,000 as the ending fund balance, street fund $150,000. So these are hopefully just helpful information just to have in your mind when we're going through the conversations tonight. I have a couple other things that I want to bring up, but right before I do, I wanted to bring a couple other items to your attention, just helpful things to have in your mind tonight as we're going forward making some decisions. I've recently been contacted from the Department of Revenue who was saying that there's a company in the city that has a request to refund in taxes. This company apparently overpaid their broker natural gas tax. And so they're asking for a refund from the Department of Revenue, then the Department of Revenue in turn asks for that refund back from us. And the dollar amount of those errors there is $176,000. So these are things that we're certainly investigating. We're hoping that there's some way that we can not pay it. You know, that'd be a perfect solution. but we're working with the Department of Revenue to see if we do have to pay it, can we pay it over a year, or we're looking into options so it won't be such a drastic effect on the city. But that $176,000, if we indeed do need to pay that back, that's money that we'd need to pay back. So have that in mind also as we're going forward. Another item that I was going to mention related to brokered natural gas, this is a significant source of revenue that the city receives every year. For 2012, we received we budgeted that we would receive $650,000 for the year. 2013, we're estimating we'll receive about $450,000 from this revenue source. So that's a difference of $200,000. That difference is one that we built into our budgets that we've already gone through. So you have seen that difference in the budget committee meetings. But those are things that you should have in your mind so you can make the best decisions for the city. So we have some minimum fund balance information here. Another item that I wanted to just briefly go over with you is I just want to have a short discussion about some REIT funds. REIT is a real estate excise tax. It's money that the city receives on the sale of real property. We have a REIT fund that right now has about $430,000 in it. I don't know if that's money that the council has kind of internally set aside for a park purchase or land purchase. All I'm doing here is saying, here's money, here's a pot of money that can be used if you would like to use it. I put together a little chart here that shows some of the appropriate uses for it also. The REIT funds can be used for planning, acquisition, construction, reconstruction, repair, replacement, rehabilitation, or improvement of a bunch of different items here. And I bolded those items that those funds can be used for. The only caveat is if we're going to use REIT monies for a project, we need to have that project in our capital facilities plan. And so that's an adjustment that we need to make. But up here is possible projects. We have streets, roads, highways, sidewalks, street and road lighting systems, traffic signals, recreational facilities, law enforcement facilities. So there are a number of different things. There are a number of different options. So really, I'm just bringing that to your attention as we move forward with some of the budget discussions tonight. The last thing I wanted to bring up before we hit the first budget, or the first fund that we're going to talk through, was just a recap of all the capital requests made from department heads and from you, from the city council. So I have some IT items there, police department, public works, and then the council is the last item there. So the total of these is almost 1.7 million. There's one assumption in here, the ice skating with the different kind of ice, the plastic ice. I have a range in there of $150,000 to $230,000. For my calculation, for the totals, the bottom total, I use $200,000 in there just so we can have some kind of, so it'll total to something. Those are the projects. And this is a document that it might be useful to have up as we're going through our conversations tonight. The middle section, the public works section, there are a lot of really big things in there. And we're not talking about public works until Tuesday night. And so when we're saying yay, nay to some different things tonight, just have that in mind, that we have this big section that is, that's coming on Tuesday night. That's the total of all the red zone items, all the capital requests. And then the next chart that I put together, I wanted to put something together that showed you possible funding sources for some of these projects as we're moving forward. So I have the funding source going down the left side. I have the 2013 beginning fund balance and the estimated ending fund balance. Then I also put the minimum fund balance in here. And then that leaves us with the available funds. You can see the total that's kind of, it's only about halfway down. The total of these available funds is 2.3 million. Below that I have water, sewer, solid waste. Those are some enterprise funds. Those funds can only be used for their purpose. Water reserve fund can only be used for water projects, the water utility. So I wanted to separate those a little bit, and we're going to talk about those on Tuesday night also. So when we're looking at these available funds, we have the general fund. It shows that we have $544,000 available in that fund. Historically, the general fund hasn't been run down all the way to the 500,000, to that minimum fund balance. Historically, you've been right around about $1 million. So just have that in mind as we're looking at those available funds. I talked about the REIT funds. There's $430,000 at the beginning of the year. Then we're estimating about $464,000 at the end of the year. If I move down to the fourth item, Utility Tax Fund 140, Natural Gas Set Aside. This is $50,000 that was set aside in the 2012 year, and this was for our city's portion if we were to join with other cities to get a lobbyist to bring more natural gas to the community. That $50,000 was not used in 2012. And so I just wanted to put it up here as a possible funding source. You might want to keep it there, or you might want to do something. I'm just showing you the option there. And the last two I wanted to talk about were the Park and Rec Reserve Fund 103. That shows that we have $502,000 as available funds. Those have internally been designated for the skate park and the community center. You can do with those funds what you would like. And then the next item down, Real Property Reserve Fund 104, there are $186,000 that has kind of been set aside for park mitigation by the council. So this could be a really helpful, hopefully it's a helpful tool for you as we're talking about some of the red zone items tonight. So with that in mind, and actually I'm going to bring it out. I made a copy of it for myself so I can remember what they are. So with that in mind, I think we can go through some of our funds here. I brought Excel versions of the funds so I can have a working copy. So this is our first fund that we can talk through. As you can see at the bottom, we have a balanced budget. Our revenues and expenditures, our revenues exceed our expenditures, but it's a balanced budget. I also, hopefully you can see that, I can't raise that part of the screen. I also put, just as an FYI, the $500,000 minimum ending fund balance that's been set by council ordinance. So if we go through our budget here, I've shrunk all of the expense items. So here, legislative, judicial, executive, civil service, finance services. These are items that we've already talked about in quite some depth with our budget committee meeting. So I didn't think we need to talk about that again tonight. The hope is tonight we can just focus on the red zone items. So as we're going down through these, our first batch of red zone items are are in administration here. So the first thing that we come up against is City Hall computer upgrades. There's $9,000 here. This is something that's been approved for the last number of years. It's just kind of a standard expense that the city's been realizing as computer software and equipment needs all kinds of refurbishing. So I guess from here I can turn it over to you as the council if you want to talk about some of these items or just move it over.
Spencer, would it be better for the council if we just went down each one and then we go back and talk about the whole group? We'd probably move it faster if there's some we feel like should remove. Mm-hmm. We can do it and then we can fund them. Would that be faster, you think? Yes? Okay. Okay. Why don't you go ahead and just go down.
Okay. So that's the $9,000. The next item down is $6,000, and this is for improved backup software. This is a request made that would hopefully simplify the city's requirements for retaining information and storing it. The next one down, 1812, this is an estimate for new council chairs, for the 8 chairs that are up there. The next item down is an upgrade to the sound system. And what I have built in here is $22,950. This is based on a quote that we got just a couple of days ago. I was just made aware today that there was another quote that came in that was about $15,000. So you can keep that in mind. So those items total to our $39,000. This is just the general fund items right here. Next, we have the capital expenses.
Let's skip that section we just did.
Yeah,
where we see it. Comments by council? Thoughts? Do you want to leave anything there? Okay. So. Everybody's on board for redoing the sound system. You saw the troubles we had tonight.
Yes.
So it's been nothing but a fight for 4 years, so
how many
or longer.
Did we give up for that? For a bit of
how many what?
How many
we
votes did we request?
Three. Yeah. Three under, I think it's 30,000 now.
Okay.
That might, on 1812, that might be the top level. We have three or four different chairs. I mean, you should have it in your board docs there.
Okay. So with the chairs and we may not spend the $1,800, but and the $2,295 over.
Yeah. Move them both over.
Yes. So how are we going to finance those, Spencer? That's the next question.
Yeah.
So the council can decide.
Yeah. Well, both of these items all four of these items are. Relatively small items compared to the budget as a whole. So our recommendation was just fund balance for these items.
Okay. The council? Yes? Okay. Now you move down to the next section.
Okay. So the next item we have is in the police department. This is for new digital video equipment in the police vehicles. $58,000 here. I can kind of give you a brief recap over those items, if you like.
No, and I think we went through budget committee meeting on this. Yeah. The chief is actually foregoing. We've had a car rotation, and he's actually foregoing 2 cars this year because now he's able to keep more cars here. They're going to do some double duty, and there's no need to rotate them as frequent as this year. And this is an item I think is absolutely necessary, because one incident without the cameras, and this is just pennies, what it could cost us. And we've always, I think, funded that out of the utility tax fund before, the cars, I'm not for sure, because it's been a capital improvement, and I think it's one that's always come out of the utility tax, which I think we still need to keep it in that portion there.
Everybody's on board for cameras? Okay. And then utility tax, is that what you want to take it from? Is that okay with you guys? We can do that for utility?
Utility tax.
Okay.
If you want, I can, well, here, I'll put that over here. Our next item down is a request to start building up a reserve to purchase a new fire truck. And this is $80,000, which is would be year one of about 6 years to make this, to make that kind of a purchase.
Everybody on board for that?
I've had some discussion with the chief too on this, and actually we've got two trucks. We've got the ladder truck, which is coming up on its 30 year. But since we have another ladder truck, he said that probably will not affect us on the survey and rating when we lose that truck because of the age. The other one is coming up in 2018, the other pumper. And that's 6 years down the road. And the cost of this will probably be close to $500,000 by the time we get to that time. But he said there is some alternatives out there that we might want to look at for these trucks to replace. So I believe we do need to start saving up again. It's better than that $500,000 shot at the last minute. It's going to be, by looking at the budget, it's going to be kind of hard to find where we're going to support the $80,000 every year, but I think it's going to be a necessity item. But I would like to look at some of those alternatives that the chief was talking about too, that might save us quite a bit.
Our suggestion is that it's going to be placeholder and then the chief next year.
Because he might be able to take this $80,000 down to $50,000 for us,
right,
if the alternatives look really.
Council wants to leave it in?
Yeah.
Okay, leave that in. Okay, how can we fund it?
Well, yeah, there are a couple different things. Either there's ending fund balance, which is slowly going down. There's the utility tax fund, which is quickly diminishing also. You'll see that once we get over to the utility tax fund. That could be a hard one.
I know we've took a big hit on the utility with our brokered natural gas, which is considerably less. We took a big hit on it this year for, we budgeted a higher number, but it come in the lower numbers.
Yes.
So I know we quite didn't get what we budgeted even last year, so we're taking a really big hit this year because we do got a budget for that lower number.
Let me and bring up the, this is the utility tax fund over here.
Can I just put all the options up there for me?
Or, oh, can you bash you right there?
Yeah. Okay, I'll run you off. Let's take a little bit this year and work it up as soon as we can. but we haven't, we've been needing to put this away for a while, and we haven't been. We're kind of playing catch up here.
I think
the 8,000 is actually low.
I understand that they can't put it still.
That was an issue. There's other things you
got. Yeah, and we'll cut, I'll just like to start cutting on those two. But I just think you can't put it, you don't have it.
We also took another 35 or 40,000 last year out of this fund for another type of vehicle. So see, we've kind of shifted gears there.
So the available funds of the right are the categories you can pick from, minus the bottom three, which are enterprise funds.
Money that was set aside for the lobbyists?
That's your call. None of the other cities contributed money last year. We sent them all letters. Three or four of them commented, I guess we're behind you, but we don't have any money.
Well, if we're not going to use it because nobody else is contributing, it makes sense to take that $50,000 and apply it towards that track.
Yeah.
And 30 from the REIT, the REET, and they're being made.
Yeah,
that's what we want.
Makes sense. Just pointing out the REET not being used already.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mark's happy for it. Done fighting, Mark.
Okay, well, so we need. I need to update those items in here. So if we... Over... We have a transfer in of... $8,000, and that'll be made up of... expense from the utility tax fund. What's this? Well, I'm trying to get it done as quickly as I can so we can just move on. So that brings us, I already moved the $80,000 over to the revenue side, so it's going to be, it's recognized in our revenue at the end there. And so our ending fund balance for the general fund will be $147,000 with that transfer over and the other two. So that is the general fund. We have some reserve funds. There are our next items here. And we have, these are the four right here. The first one is the Park and Rec Reserve Fund. We have a request to move an additional $50,000 into the Community Center Fund.
So we're going to keep it then. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
Okay.
How much do we currently have in that reserve? 300?
That's
including the skate park.
Yeah.
That's including the skate park.
What's in the skate park?
200, I believe.
200?
Yes.
300 for the building. Or a community center initially.
Are we going to clash with you here about the skate park? Somewhere else in there, about the soccer park.
We'll get to it later.
We'll get to it later. It's one of the red zones.
Okay.
As we're going along. I guess move over. They want to keep it. How do we fund it? Spencer, any suggestion?
Well, right now we have the Parks and Rec Reserve. Yeah, it can be funded by the REIT funds.
Which is uncovered now, right in the top.
There's the utility tax funds.
What's the council want to do?
Can we hold off on that and come back to that?
Oh, sure. And your guys
can we hold off on that, move that over, and then talk about the soccer field, and then come back to it? Because, I mean, we're getting to a healthy chunk on that thing, and we've done enough with it, so it's kind of hard to look at it when we put some fields to use for the community.
I got some big issues right from Tuesday. At least you guys have some requests on it, rather large, so ball fields and things like that.
So.
Okay, I guess you want to wait on what the decision there.
Yeah, and I'm not for completely sure if we did fund the community center and the skate park last year. We did? Okay. Because I know we had a couple-year ratchet, but I think that ran out. I wasn't for sure if we did put any in last year or not.
Especially we're not progressing in the park right now.
We put $200,000 a year in, and then this year we put the last $100,000.
Okay.
Okay. So you want to leave it right there for now?
Yeah.
We can revisit that on Tuesday night.
Or maybe later tonight, we'll see.
Okay. So that brings us back down to our real property reserve fund. There's another $50,000 request for the recommendation. Move past that one?
Yeah, let's come back to those.
Okay.
And I think those were the last of the reserve funds to talk about there.
What are the refunds? You were interested in that.
Yeah.
We can give that back.
So, yeah. So, well, yep. Right, well, there you go. In our release in that fund, we have $464,000 as an estimated ending fund balance for 2013.
Minus 30.
Yes. Minus 30. Yes.
There's nothing in this one for requests.
Yeah. Move on. Pass that on. And the other special revenue fund is the utility tax fund. And here we have We've already talked about the $50,000 for the fire truck. There's $120,500 is for a portion of a Vactor purchase. We've talked about a Vactor truck purchase, which is a request of the Public Works. The total cost of that truck was going to be $482,000. And we just, the suggestion there was to split that cost four different ways, water, sewer, street, and then have the park department fund a portion or put up some of that money. This $120,500 this quarter is our suggestion for funding the park's quarter in the general fund. So. And yeah, we'll be talking about that next week.
So we still on board for a Vector truck?
We should be.
Okay.
The Vector is extremely important. The most used piece of equipment down in public parks, it does everything from excavation to being able to expose pipelines without breaking them or without having to excavate around them with backhoe. It cleans our sewer lines, and this one will actually come with a camera that can be attached so that we can actually camera our own sewer lines without having to call in another company to come in and do so. It just is extremely important. It needed to be, our Vactor that we currently have needed to be replaced back when I was working in the city. And
we currently rebuilt the transmission twice. Public Works crew.
And the section was going out on it recently, I know. It needs to be done.
So the water sewer funds are very flush, and they can fund their 120 very easily. The two questions are the street and the general fund, which is the park fund. So where do we get those two funds?
For the parks, this would be the park portion. The street would come from the street reserve fund. Yeah.
Okay, so we want to hang on to this? Correct? Is that what I'm hearing? Okay.
Move it over?
Yep.
Yeah. So this leaves in the utility tax fund a fund balance of $55,000. That's our estimated annual fund balance. So it's getting down.
That's
beyond this. This is the. That's it for the utility tax fund. The only, the last fund to discuss are the debt service funds here, and really these will be pretty quick conversations. We have four. We have four debts, or four. Debt service funds that we're paying on right now. The first is the Public Works Trust Fund for the Broadway. This fund, this $31,000 debt payment is going to be coming from the street fund. Actually, the first three of these four that we'll talk about are coming from the street fund. So here's the Broadway loan. The loan for the State Route 24, that's also coming from the street. There's a Main Street project that's coming from the street fund. And then the last one is for City Hall. And that one is coming from the utility tax fund.
Are you saying these are already budgeted and in the budget?
They're already budgeted. So
you're just giving the council an update.
Right, sorry, yeah.
What are the items? And they're already budgeted in the budget.
You want to tell us the payoff time, how far out there?
I just before our meeting tonight, I jotted down a couple of notes here. Our first, the Broadway loan, our final payment on that is going to be made in 2027. So we have a number of years left on that one. The next one, the State Route 24 loan, that's going to be paid off here in 2 years. 2014 will be our last payment. This year, then the next. For the Main Street project, that's 2035. Right now we're making interest-only payments on that loan. We'll start paying down the principal once our next debt, the City Hall loan, is paid off. And that one will be paid off in 2015.
Okay, I got a question. I want to go back to the Vector truck.
Yeah.
You said you split the fund up in four portions, basically water, sewer, streets,
yeah. Parks.
And parks. Does parks have to fund it 25%? Could it fund it 10%? Because the use of it is more in the water and sewer, which is a lot more solid of a fund, because we're taking $125,000 from the utility tax fund,
yeah,
to fund the actual, basically the park and recs. And I think that's quite a bit of chunk for the park and recs share of that truck. And like I said, we're taking it from the utility tax fund, and I think the water and sewer, and those are a lot more solid, that we could have them pay a little bit more of that share, possibly.
There's a lot of validity in what you said, Ken, and we can do that, which would make the impact less on the park, and we'll certainly take a look at that. The only justification is, if the auditors come back and look, they have to be able to say, yeah, it's 35% of those bond at 20 and that. And I think we can do that
and
through documentation that the crew
where it's actually used,
yeah,
at.
So, and
yeah,
I think you are right, so let's adjust that.
In the water and the sewer.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what?
It's used a lot more heavily in the,
yeah,
water and the sewer.
So do you want to slide 10% back to each water and sewer and reduce part by 20%?
Myself, that's what I'd like to see. I would like to see water and sewer pick up a little bit more of that,
yeah,
than rec.
Is there anything that we could we have Public Works look at the records and see what the percentages they're using it in?
If we could get kind of a number now with this budget thing done, we'll take a look at it, and if we can't do that, we'll come back and say, oh, we can't justify that.
Or we can adjust it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Mark
just suggested 30-30-10.
Yeah.
30-30-10. So for the utility tax fund, their portion would be 10% of 482. That would be 10% right there.
That will add almost 80,000 back to utility tax fund.
So then that leaves our balance in the utility tax for 127.
Yes. Yeah.
I can tell you exactly what the auditor will look for when they're looking for a justification for that split, that 10-30-30 or whatever the public works department.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be something that's exact. Just has to be something that makes sense to the common person. Just,
mm-hmm,
yeah, absolutely. So I think that's something that the,
yeah.
And well, that's it. Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna go back and revisit.
Put our flush thing again.
We gotta go to the parks and recs first. We gotta. So you want to pick that up next Tuesday?
Yeah.
And then we'll marry those together.
Yeah. Okay. The one with the community center. Okay. You guys have that, but
yes, on Tuesday night.
That's when we're going to spend some money.
Yeah.
No. We don't have it. Okay. So we're done with that part of it.
So,
do we have any committee reports?
I just got one.
Okay.
and it's kind of an invitation. The Adams County Development Council is hosting the new president of Big Bend Community College on a meet and greet on the 14th. It would be next Wednesday over at our office at the County Services Building. It will be a light luncheon provided, and himself is coming down along with about five of his staff members to meet the different, we're inviting community members to come and meet him.
In your office?
Yes.
Where?
At the County Services Building. That will be right around, I believe, 11:30 is what she's got planned. We will have a formal invitation that will be coming out too.
Any other committee reports? Unfinished business? New business? Okay, mayor's announcements. Monday, November 12th is a holiday. Our next council meeting will be Tuesday, the 13th. So everybody knows that. There is a natural gas conference on November 13th in Spokane. If anyone wants to attend, please let Eamon know. Ken Johnson's going to try to go. So
yes.
If there's anybody else that can do that, probably be pretty good to go to. That's this flyer right here. Everybody has? So,
I didn't notice. Was it at the Northern Coast Casino?
No. Marabou Park Hotel. City Seahawks game and transportation tickets are still available for this weekend. Purchase tickets at City Hall. If anybody out there is interested in that. And at our November 13th meeting, we will complete our 2013 budget review. Our last public hearing and budget adoption is scheduled for November 26th. Council knows that. We have a public hearing and things like that during that. Is there any other announcements that need to be made? Okay, and this meeting's adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Spencer, way to go. You can breathe now.